Here we are again, and half the year is gone. It's surprising. But it's a reality, and people say as you get older, it just goes a lot quicker. So we're here again tonight. We're glad for those that are visiting again tonight to study with us, study from the Word of God. We're going to look at, again, passages of Scripture tonight and talk about the Bible. And see what God has to say concerning especially our families tonight as we study together. I was talking to the kids in North Carolina and talking to them about families and whether families were looking at the rock, that of Jesus Christ, or if families were on the rocks, having difficulties. And of course, there's a lot of modern families that are more on the rocks than they are on the rock, that being Jesus Christ. Jesus has been largely ignored in our generation. In Matthew chapter 7, we're going to look at the Sermon on the Mount tonight for a few minutes. In Matthew 7 it says, "Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." Matthew 7:26. There's a lot of people that build their house in different ways. A lot of people look for somebody that's going to make a lot of money with them. Maybe that's their selection as a spouse. Who's going to be able to make the most money? And a lot of people choose a spouse in that way. There are people as well that choose a spouse through sexual attraction. He looks good to me or she looks good to me, and therefore, that's the person that I want to marry just because of the way they look. Or sometimes we see that families are started because of selfishness. We see in the Sermon on the Mount, it says, "The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." And we see what can happen many times. People that build their lives or maybe want to build their relationship just on money. I think I was hearing about an airline that folded up years ago. And the speaker was talking about, I think it was Eastern Airlines. And when Eastern Airlines finally folded up, there was just an enormous amount of divorces. Because maybe one spouse just wasn't used to maybe struggling or maybe having a lot less. So because of that reason, they might get a divorce and look for somebody else that's going to be able to make them more money. And that's going to be pleasing to them. There's people with are married because of sexual attraction. And what happens a lot of times, especially in Hollywood, you find somebody that looks a whole lot better. Maybe that guy or that girl, they look great, but all of a sudden you find somebody else that looks a whole lot better. And that's what your relationship is built on. Or it might be selfishness, disappointment. Well, I just married the wrong person. And therefore, I'm just going to just keep on looking for the right person instead of being the right person yourself. He says in John chapter 12, verse 48, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Families, though, can still be built securely on the rock. Not on the rocks, but can be securely built on the rock. He states in Matthew 7, verse 24, "Therefore, who hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to the wise man who built his house on the rock." And when he talks about "hears these sayings of mine," I take it that he means here the Sermon on the Mount. "Hears these sayings of mine." But when you're doing this, what you're doing is you're building personal character. Building personal character. I'm going to try this a little bit differently tonight, so bear with me as we go through this. Jesus was likely speaking specifically of his teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, like I just said. He was likely speaking of building personal character. If his teaching is the secure foundation for individuals, then it'll be the same for families. If it works for individuals, that's definitely going to work for families. If my family is to be built on the rock of his teaching, it's going to have to begin with me. It's going to have to begin with you. And we see, well, in Matthew and in chapter 5, he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." He says as well, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." The idea here is, blessed are the mourn, for they shall be comforted. The idea here is that they can be touched. You can be, in verse 4 here, the idea is that you can be touched with the gospel. To change your character, you can be touched. He says as well, "Blessed are the gentle," or the meek, "for they shall inherit the earth." Meekness, it means power under control. Power under control. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And then he says in verse 10, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." People who are determined. People who are determined to be righteous is the idea. And we see that this character, it's going to endure as we build this house. We don't want part of the house on the rock and part of the house on the sand, but we want the house upon the rock. And we see that that should follow with our spouse, and as you're bringing up your children in your home, should follow with your children as well. So let's go through this for a couple of minutes tonight. A little bit different of a sermon, but hopefully you'll get the idea as we go along. In Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 14, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." What is going to characterize this house that's going to be built by Jesus? This home that's built on the rock. Well, one of the things after the Beatitudes that he talks about is that there are going to be good works. Your home is going to be characterized by good works. You, your spouse, if you have children, you're going to be involved in good works. It might be that of charity, it might be that of kindness, it might be that of compassion. But you're going to have a different family, you're going to have a different makeup because your house is characterized by good works. We move on. It says in chapter 5 and in verse 21, "For you have heard that it was said of old, you shall not murder." Now, why is murder wrong? People say, well, murder wrong? That's just bad. Well, why is murder wrong? In Genesis and in chapter 9, Genesis chapter 9, and in verse 6, Genesis 9 in verse 6, it says, "Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man." Man's just different. You can go out and kill a chicken and eat that chicken. But at the same time, you don't go out and you kill another man or woman. Because they are made in the image. They're made in the image of God. So we understand one of the things that we see here is respect. You respect. He says, verse 22, "But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. Whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." And You see how people speak to each other. Maybe you get out here on the Water City Expressway and just see how people speak to each other. But when it comes to the Lord's house, when it comes to the Lord's family, when your family is not on the rocks, but when your family is building on the rock, we understand that we treat each other with respect. What kind of language do you speak to each other with? Are you hateful with your spouse? Are you hateful with your children? Are your children hateful with you? Not if you're building on the rock. If you're on the rocks, maybe that's what's happening to your family. But not on the rock. He says as well in chapter 5, in verse 23, he says, "If you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly." What do we see here? Well, what a family has here, a family that's built on the rock, has peace in their family. I don't bear a grudge against my spouse. My spouse doesn't bear a grudge against me. The children don't bear a grudge against the parents. The parents don't bear a grudge against the children. Because this life is built on the rock, not on the rocks. That's supposed to be a window there. I should have put in a real window, I guess. But verse 27, it says, "You have heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you." We also see in this home that's built on the rock that a home is going to have purity. It's purity. Many homes in our society today are filled with lust. They're filled with lust because maybe the husband goes out and cheats on the wife. It might be the fact that the wife goes out and cheats on the husband. It might be what they're watching on TV. It might be what they're watching on the internet. It might be what they're listening to in their music that causes a person to lust. But a person, a family that's built on the rock, believes in purity. In chapter 5 and in verse 31, it says, "Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce." And that's what the Pharisees wanted. Just make sure you give them that certificate. But he says, "I say to you, whoever divorces his wife for any reason, except sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery." Remember the words? Honor, love, cherish. Well, if my life is going to be built on the rock, then I'm going to be faithful. My spouse is going to be faithful. We move on. He says as well in chapter 5, "And let your yes be yes and your no, no." Or the older version says, "Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." Well, the Pharisees, they had different list of oaths. Sometimes you can swear by this, sometimes you swear by the temple, sometimes one oath is more important than the other. One time it's all right to tell a little white lie concerning one oath, at the same time concerning another oath, can't tell that little white lie because this is a more important oath. Well, Jesus comes along and he says, here's what you need to do, and this needs to occur in your families as well. You need to be honest. Be honest. And the idea there is that you be dependable. Be dependable concerning what you're going to do. Let your spouse know you're dependable. Let your children know you're dependable. In chapter 5 and in verse 38, it says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also." What happens? Well, there's meekness. in the home that's built on the rock, not a home that's on the rocks, but the home that's built on the rock, there's not going to be any retaliation. Not going to be any retaliation because you love each other. We also see in verse 43, "For you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven." Well, what do you need? Well, if your home is built on the rock, you're going to have true love. He also says, chapter 6 and in verse 6, "But you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So what happens? In the home, there's worship. We talked about it this morning. About showing God's worth. It doesn't happen just within these four walls here for 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours a week. But you show God's worth at home as well. The husband and wife do. Home will be a place of worship. I don't see Michael here tonight, but he lived with my grandparents for a number of years when he was a child. But every night, about 9 o'clock, my grandmother would start praying. And she would have a list of people. She'd write down a list of people every night that she wanted to pray at 9 o'clock. And there's been many a time when I was away from the family that when 9 o'clock rolled around, I thought about her. And thought about how she used to pray every night at 9. Is your house, is your home, a place to where you worship? And chapter 6 as well, or chapter 7, it says, "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? After all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Contentment. You have a home that's content. So many things that people desire now. But a home that's built on the rock should be content. Very quickly, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not consider the plank that is in your own eye?" The idea here is charitable judgment. Not looking at the fact in the home every time. Well, he's just trying to hurt me. She's just trying to hurt me. The children are just trying to hurt me. Or the kids are saying, well, mom and dad are just trying to hurt me. Well, you understand, in a home that's built on the rock between the parents and the children, that there's a lot of interaction, but it doesn't mean that they're always trying to hurt you. And in this society today, to where sometimes in the family, with kids, sometimes be sensitive. But a home that's built on the rock, home that's built on the rock will have charitable judgment. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then to finish up this house, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So as we come to the conclusion of the sermon tonight, storms are going to come against the house that's built on the rock as well. The question is, when this home is built on the rock, what's going to happen with those storms? Well, he says, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. For it was founded. It was founded on the rock. So if economic disaster occurs, is the family going to fall apart? Oh no, we can't do those 4 or 5 trips this year. You know, we're going to have to cut back. Might have to do away with cable TV for a little bit to cut back. But is that going to destroy our home to where we look for somebody else to finally take care of us? Or is our home built on the rock? Then we're going to be content. When it comes to sexual temptation, hey, my home is going to be that of purity. When it's offenses, there's going to be peace. There's going to be true love. When there's false teaching around our home, we'll understand that we're going to do the will of the Father who is in heaven. Well, a couple more things and we'll stop for tonight. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. Those who built their home on the rock. Not a home that's on the rocks. Well, we'd encourage you, if you need to respond to the gospel in any way by being baptized or to come back to your first love, we invite you to come right now. While together we stand, we sing.